Yes. Her faith journey begins.
We moved here about 16 years ago, and for the 2 years after we moved here, I was in and out of the hospital about 8 times. And it got to the point where my doctor said I needed an operation. And the reason is because, I was born with cystic fibrosis. Cystic fibrosis is a genetic disease. It's inherited one gene from each parent. And it's a life-threatening disease. And the reason it's life-threatening is because it affects the mucus-producing organs of the body, and most especially the lungs. Mm-hmm. And what happens is normal lungs have secretions in there all the time to help get bacteria out and to keep things moist. But when you have cystic fibrosis, that fluid that becomes very thick, that mucus, it's no longer slippery and thin and moist. It becomes thick and clogs your lungs. And it sets up an environment where germs love to thrive. So when I was 19, I had half of my left lung removed because of a number of infections that were taking place that it rendered that part of my lung not functioning well. And I was bleeding a lot from the lung.
Bleeding.
So here I am again. Yeah, here I am again in the same situation. The rest of that left lung is really giving me a lot of problems. I was very weak. I remember there were times I couldn't get up off the couch.
Yeah.
I was so weak. And it was decided that that lung really had to go. So I remember thinking on the way home from the hospital with the thought that I need to have this operation, that what's going to happen to my family? Mm-hmm. What's going to happen to my kids? Our kids were young at the time, and I'm thinking, you know, I know my husband loves the children, but who's going to love the kids the way a mother loves their children? Mm-hmm. What's going to happen to them if something happens to me? Because I had a higher mortality rate.
It was a very serious operation.
Yeah, because they had to go in the same way, and there was a lot of issues going on. So anyway, I remember, now, if I was a good Catholic, I certainly would have gone to the sacrament of confession and would have received anointing of the sick. But not really having that on my radar screen. I did manage a little prayer, though. Just before I went into the operating room, as I was being wheeled in, I just said, Lord, if this is it, this is it. But if it's not, I'd really like to introduce you to my family.
Well, to get to know you better and to introduce you to my family.
Yes, thank you. I'd really like to get to know you better and introduce you to my family. Thank you.
Because you knew that you had not really been...
And I'm going to talk about that.
Okay.
So, because I didn't have really a relationship with God. I certainly, you know, prayed to him when I wanted things or needed things, but there was no ongoing relationship.
Right.
So there I was. I went through the operation. I woke up, and I immediately thought of God, and I thanked him for getting through this, and I had that peace that I was going to get through this and get better. So then I started praying, Lord, show me how to get to know you better, because I truly did not know at all how to find him. It was nowhere on my radar screen where to even look.
Right, we'd never seen any Catholic books.
No, we didn't. I didn't own a Bible, pray the rosary, went to church on Sunday.